This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Program for Labor Day, 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, who's here to make it sound easy today, along with Richie McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Easy. It's that peaceful, easy feeling. Oh. Kenny Kessler is the owner and operator of Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. The essence is on Labor Day, what you're doing for Labor Day. Is it a big day for you? It's a big day for a lot of people. Traditionally, I remember Labor Day as a kid growing up as the last day of freedom.
Right, because we all started
the day after. Went to school. All it was over and done with. I remember I was teaching school.
Not so much anymore.
They moved it ahead so that we would go back to school on the day after Labor Day, and then the students would come on the Wednesday. And that was something. It seems inappropriate to bring. Why would you try to put people in a mood, if you will, or get them to be focused on things, and then have the first week there's a day off? You get the interest going, get the enthusiasm going. You get the energy going, and then you stop.
What enthusiasm.
Well.
None of that with my kids.
Well, but then maybe that's part of it, because it still feels like summer. August is a summer month. What do you, unless
Virginia,
you're going to make school all year long, which is not a bad idea, frankly, to use the facilities and get students to learn. So you take a month off a year, take a week off each 3 months, you take a week off. You have Christmas off, the first one, then you got a week in February, you got a week in May.
And take July.
And yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And Virginia here, we have what's called the King's Dominion Law. Mm-hmm. King's Dominion is a theme park, roller coasters, the whole thing.
Right.
And when a lot of the counties in Virginia started having their schools go back before Labor Day, King's Dominion and the rest of the hospitality market and businesses in Virginia rallied and went to say, hey, listen, you guys are killing us. Please don't go back to school until after Labor Day so that we can finish our summer season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much worked. A lot of Virginia doesn't go back until after Labor Day. Like, my kids start tomorrow. But you look in Maryland and all around us, West Virginia and everything, they start last week, 2 weeks ago.
Well, the whole reason for the schedule being the way that it is had nothing to do with the teachers. It had to do with the agrarian economy.
Yeah.
When the school system was set up, 98% of the people in the country lived on a farm, worked on a farm, and at that time, and even up until the last generation, farmers and farmers' wives, or farmers' wives and farmers' husbands, they had children based on how many people they needed to run the farm. So if you needed four hands on the farm, you had four children. You need five, you have five children. You need three, you have three children. That's the way families were planned on the farm. And everything was built around when the crops were being harvested. The first things, the lighter, lettuce, things that didn't take a long time to grow, were always ready by the middle of June to the end of June.
Honey, I'm short out here in the field. Let's have another can.
Right, that's pretty much the way it worked. It is. That's how it worked. So now that we only have it's the other way around, instead of 98% of the people in the country living on the farm and 2% living in the city, it's the other way around. 2% on the farm, 98% living city suburbs but not working on the farm. And so there is not a need for labor. We all know what that story is. The labor is all the illegals that are coming here and being supported by, especially big agribusiness, but there are programs, the H1F or 2F or whatever they call that program, bringing in immigrants legally from places like Mexico and Jamaica and Guatemala and El Salvador, and they go through a program, and then they're hired legally, and if they aren't fully through the process, they're being given help to get through the process. See, that kind of circumstance is great. I shouldn't say great, because I think there ought to be more Americans working on the farms. But if you're doing it legally, at least you're following the law of the land. It's the people who hire the illegals who come, and that keeps the people. Well, we were told when we were growing up that the illegals were keeping good Americans from having good jobs. I don't see that that's the case now, unfortunately, because we become spoiled by having cheap labor, that we don't care whether it's legal or illegal as long as it's cheap. So the whole system has become distorted, and then you see all of the trouble that some of these immigrants are getting into while they're here. And then the whole thing is, it's all topsy-turvy. It's all out of proportion. It's out of shape. And so what do we do about it? Is it too late? Many people think it is. See what happens. At least Trump is bringing everybody's attention around to that. And that's probably, I think that's a pretty good thing. Sarah Palin in the news today.
She speaks American.
She does. She speaks American. She says that if you are in this country, speak American.
I'm with her.
She was interviewed by Jake Tapper on that other pretend network.
CNN.
She thinks it's great that people like Jeb Bush are bilingual, but says people in this country ought to speak English. When you hear, let's speak American. Let's speak English. That's the kind of unifying aspect of the nation that we have with a language. I'm not necessarily a fan of all of the things that she says, but I think in this circumstance, she's right. I am so troubled by going into a restaurant and these sometimes are good restaurants. Not real upscale restaurants. You go into a good Italian restaurant, don't you feel good if it sounds like the person who's waiting on you doesn't speak English much, he's speaking Italian? And yet, if you go into a fast food joint, I was in a Subway restaurant on Saturday to get a big veggie patty for Donald and I, who were working in the hayfield. And the person behind the counter just barely spoke English.
I feel like if I were going to move someplace, to Mexico, to France, to wherever, I would try to assimilate.
Well, that's the reason the French don't like us, because we haven't assimilated well when we're over there, and they don't like it.
And that's just when we visit. That's just when we're touring.
I was just listening to the news on the Syrian immigrants coming into Germany.
Yeah.
And they
not much more room. They can't handle too many more, Reggie.
Well, they said that they're putting together $6 billion or whatever it is, and part of that money, it goes for housing, food, and language courses.
Yeah.
So part of this plan to be able to take in all of these Syrian immigrants is to teach them to speak German.
Mm. So here is the number. If you're wondering what the number is so far, 366,402 refugees have entered Europe since this all began. Austria, Germany, Spain, France, I'm talking about mainland Europe. To a lesser extent, they go to England, but England has its own problem with the refugees, or not refugees, but people that have come from the former British colonies. Some of them legal, some of them illegal, but there are millions of them there. What surprises me is that Germany has not tolerated much of this stuff at all. People come into their country, and so now they're sort of going along with a program. If you watched the Madam Secretary show that's on CBS on Sunday nights. That was pretty much the theme of it last night. It was very interesting how current it was in terms of the theme of the program and what's going on in reality. They were dealing with the currency problems in Greece, that sort of stuff. And that's another. You have one of the problems that Greece has, which is not much touted or talked about, is that they've had an open policy for immigration. One of the reasons they're broke is because they cheat on their taxes. They don't work hard. But another real problem they have is that they have allowed a lot of immigrants to come across because they're on the threshold of the Middle East and Europe. And they've let a lot of people come in there, and there's no way of taking care of them. They're just, they're there. And if you don't think that'll break a country, look at what it's doing to us. And that's really one of the reasons that Greece has serious economic problems. One of the three or four is that there are too many people just loose there. And the government says, yeah, yeah, we'll take care of you. With what?
Well, that's the thing. The system breaks because there's just not enough paying
into it. And so they've been sent to or tried to go be directed to some place, and the Germans just shut them off at the border. They don't let them in. They have a border that is secure, or fairly secure anyway. So I thought that was pretty, that's a really interesting way of...
But I can guarantee you the Germans will know exactly who's there.
Yeah.
If they don't have papers, they will get them papers. And they will monitor where they go, what they're doing, and, you know, what resources they're using. They will stay on top of it.
Yep, they need to. 888-302-3684, comment line. It's Labor Day. Help yourself to other Labor Day items that are on your mind. What are you doing? Check our poll out at DougStefan.com. Kenny has a Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter communication as well. It's 17 after the hour on Good Day.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm huffing in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Rinnai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
I'm Joe Montaigne, Forest Service member. Coming home and transitioning back to civilian life is a happy time, reuniting with loved ones. But it can also be a time that presents brand new challenges, especially when it comes to finding a job that will enable them to support their spouses and families. If you're a small or large business employer, there are lots of great reasons for you to consider hiring a veteran. The same discipline, confidence, and skills that they honed in the military stay with them for life, and they can put those skills into practice in their workplace. American veterans bring great value to the businesses and companies that hire them. That's why the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes is urging employers and businesses everywhere to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's the greatest way that you can show your appreciation for the service that they provided to protect us and our freedom. To learn more, call 1-888-44-SALUTE or visit saluteheroes.org.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Contest, playing three songs by different artists that have one particular thing in common. Your job, should you choose to follow our next few minutes, is take these songs, figure them out, figure out what they have in common, whether it's the name, whether it's some of the lyric line. You figure it out. You call us at 888-302-3684, and that will qualify you for a sample pack of Cedarside Original 100% Organic Bug Sprays that we have for you. So the first song is Bang the Drum All Day by Todd Rundgren. It did better on the rock charts than it did on the pop charts, but it helped sell a lot of albums and concert tickets back in 1983. In 2000, Todd reworked the song to subscribers of his online music club, turning it into a bang on the ukulele all day long. All right, so that's song number one. Listen carefully and tell us what these songs have in common. Second song is by Huey Lewis and the News, A Couple Days Off. This is their last big hit, 1991. More recently, they contributed the title song of the movie Pineapple Express. They have an album of covers and tribute to the artists and music of Stax Records. Pretty cool thing in and of itself. Pretty good, and the two. One more song. You tell us what they have in common, all these songs, at 888-302-3684. Here are Dire Straits. Money for nothing.
Money workers, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing, and it's free. Nothing workers.
One of the biggest hits Dire Straits had.
Yeah.
Number one 3 weeks in a row, 1985. Also a big hit in at least 12 other countries. Won a Grammy for the best rock performance. Last year, cast members of Empire performed a hip-hop version of this song on one of the episodes.
Did this ever hit you?
This song?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
Weird.
The only song here that hit me was Bang the Drum All Day Long by Todd Rundgren, the first song. A couple of days off, Huey Lewis in the news, Money for Nothing, Dire Straits. What do these songs have in common?
That we don't have in common with them.
888-202. Short.
Oh, come on.
What?
I love you. I'm just playing. Giving a hint.
Yeah, right. Hints are us. Let me see if we can figure out what John's going to go from. Tucson is where John is. Hi, John. Hi, Tucson. Hi, John.
Hi, Tucson.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Well, I'm working just like you. Misery loves company.
I'm not miserable. I'm having a good time. Are you miserable? What are you miserable? Why are you miserable? It's putting bread on the table.
The songs are having to do with days off, and this is something that none of us have right at the moment.
Well, that may be. Let's see if Danny agrees. Danny, what do you think these songs have in common?
Not days off. I think it's more to do with working.
Well,
labor.
But the songs actually have to do with not wanting to work. It's about working but not really liking it. So you both have the thread. So make sure that both of you get a sample pack of Cedarside Organic Bug Spray. Hold on just a second. 28 after the hour. Good day.
This multi-view report is brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Your child has cancer are among the scariest words a parent will ever hear. This year, the parents of 16,000 children in the U.S. will hear these words. 1 in 5 won't survive. But we can help. Join one of 58 St. Jude Walk Run to End Childhood Cancer events across the country to raise awareness and funds for research and treatment at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Funds raised ensure families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, so they can focus on helping their child live. Rick Shadiak, Jr., President and Chief Executive Officer of ALSAC St. Jude.
Despite significant progress made by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rates from 20% to more than 80% since the hospital opened in 1962, cancer remains the leading cause of death by disease for children over the age of one. St. Jude won't stop until no child dies from cancer.
Get involved this September, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Visit stjude.org/September.
Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, returns to Las Vegas, Nevada, September 24th through the 26th. Hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will once again cross the auction block. Be part of the three-day lifestyle event and energy that is Barrett Jackson, and the only way you're going to know is to show up. It's coming soon to the Mandalay Bay Event Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Don't forget, tickets are available at BarrettJackson.com. That's BarrettJackson.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The hour, Doug Steffens, good day.
Richie's trying to find out what the technical problem is.
Doug walks away for a second, and Jen and I are like, what is that noise? Sound that we hear. So I'm like disconnecting with Doug, reconnecting and trying different connections, and Doug comes back, and I notice when he turns his mic off that the noise goes away, so I'm like, okay, it's not his connection. He's like, it's crickets, stupid. There's crickets out the outside.
I got my window open. This is the farm. Crickets are having a nice morning. Nice.
They sound like it.
That's right. Good day on the farm. So, the drone, by the way, Jennifer Warren wishes you a happy Labor Day. McFadden wishes you a happy Labor Day. Ken Kessler, a happy Labor Day. Is this a day that you want to be happy? Yeah, I think this is a happy sort of day.
Of course.
Day.
I want to be happy every day, Doug.
Celebrating, yes. And we ought to be, and that's the goal of this program. Most of the time, we are onto the happy page.
Can you reconnect with Doug? His line is chirping.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe we should tell a joke and then just let the crickets answer.
Now he's going to step away because now it's bothering him.
Oh, that's so much better.
It's gone. Yeah, well, yeah. I wasn't even thinking about it until you brought it to my attention.
Phew.
All right.
Anyway. Shut up, Quiet.
Don't you know we got a radio program going on here?
Shut it. They're obviously not showbiz.
Drone incidents that we've been talking about in the last, six, seven? How long have drones been around? A year? When did you get your father his drone that he doesn't use?
Longer than that.
More than a year.
Really?
I've had one for 3 years.
It was a drone crash landing at the University of Kentucky in the football stadium during the pregame show at the home opener on Saturday. And then there was another drone that disrupted the U.S. Open, one of the highest profile events in professional sports. So we've got these incidents. We've heard the story about the drones around JFK and LaGuardia in New York. Planes saying that pilots looking out the window, the drones are within 50 feet of the wing. You know what happens? One of those things gets in front of the engine, goes through the engine, blows out the engine. Hello, yeah. Goodbye.
That's
good night.
Holy Sullenberg, what happens?
Yeah, exactly. The drone operators charged with reckless endangerment in those incidents in New York at the airports. Is that the appropriate? Is that what's going to happen? If you have one of these drones and you're using it just for fun to take pictures and you interfere in commerce or law enforcement or someone, you know, the safety of the public, shouldn't those people be held accountable? I think they should be. It's like the wild rest. There's no rule here. It's just everybody or himself. Let's go buy a drone and put it up.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, no?
There are rules.
Where?
Yeah, but people...
Not around me, there aren't.
Yes,
there are no rules here.
They're federal rules.
Other than where you go by the airport.
Because you don't know them, that doesn't mean that they aren't there.
Well, that's the always
there
the case.
There are federal rules. You cannot fly over 500 feet anywhere. Mm-hmm. You cannot fly within 5 miles of an airport. And a whole bunch of other rules. A friend of mine is working on drone research for NASA, so he goes out, and I've gone out with him and fly his, and he's got to follow the rules. There are certain people who can get licenses. You need an FAA license to be able to fly one. So there's plenty of rules.
Yeah. All right.
Just follow them, and if you know them,
right.
How many people do?
Yeah, right. Doug's not a rule follower, so.
Well, I don't look for him. It's like the story I told you earlier about taking the building down, and somebody comes and says, okay, this is the rule, this is the law. And that, by the way, ought to be the way things are done. The police ought not to cite you for not knowing. If you have ignorance the first time, if you make a series of blunders that are all the same, and you continue to flout the law, then you ought to be punished. But the first
time...
Well,
it depends on the law. I mean, if you say, officer, I didn't know I'm supposed to stop at a red light.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Officer, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to hack up my wife. Yeah,
right.
Officer,
okay.
You
know what I'm saying. It's a certain amount of common sense, which is
right.
Lacking for sure.
Certain things you should just know.
Yeah, right. All right. By the way, speaking of the police, what happens if you offer police officers a free meal and they don't come? Arby's restaurants offered free meals to police in two Florida counties last Friday. Remember the police officer visiting the Arby's refused service last week? So they decided to make it a free day for the police. There was one officer who took advantage of the situation, I believe, in Pembroke Pines. Arby's fired that manager, by the way, and suspended the employee at the location. If you didn't hear the story, basically the police lady went in to order something, and the kid behind the counter said, "We don't serve police. We don't like them. We don't like you."
Well, the drive-thru operator said, "I can't serve you," or something, and then the police officer looked in, and the manager said something like, "Oh, he's not serving police." Like they were trying to make it a joke of some kind,
right?
But really, not so funny.
So McDonald's and Whole Foods said free food to the police station.
So smart. And wouldn't you then only go to McDonald's at that point? I mean, how smart is that?
If you're smart, you wouldn't go to either McDonald's or Arby's. So that may sound like an arrogant, "Hey, Doug, who are you talking to? I go to McDonald's all the time." The food there is crap. Why do you go there? Or let me put it this way. The food there is not good for you. It may taste good. Fine.
For Arby's spots today.
You're okay.
A Texas school district investigating a series of vicious hits on a referee by a couple of the players during a game on Friday.
Wow.
The video from this is now viral.
Yes.
Northside Independent School District looking into a play in which two high school defensive players hit a ref within about a minute. The loss for them 15-9 to Marble Falls. All right, that's in Texas, as in Florida and Ohio, high school football out of control. Maybe other states as well. Those are three that I can cite. just out of control. Way, way too much focus.
Texas and Ohio are big time football states. Yes.
Right. Well, Florida is too.
Most people in Texas and Ohio really
Friday
like
night
high school football, Doug.
Yeah.
Just a clue.
Okay. What, I'm supposed to say good things about it so I don't offend anybody?
Well, I just don't want you to go, all those people are morons.
I didn't
and
say
then all of a sudden
morons.
Get angry well, letters. Why? Said,
no, I'm being very considerate, and I'm also being very consistent. A parent that encourages his son to play football is irresponsible. I've said that for how long have I been on to this business with the helmets and the damage to the brain? And this is totally irresponsibility as far as a parent is concerned. And more parents are saying to their children, I don't want you to play football, or never mind, I don't want you to. I'm not going to allow you to play football. Same is true with soccer, with wrestling, all of these things that are very, very dangerous for youngsters, especially when you consider that the body isn't really fully developed until you're 18, 19 years old. You know, you maybe have a little more, I don't have more tolerance, but maybe there are some.
Yeah, and you really develop those bodies by letting them sit around and bubble wrap until they're 19.
Say that again?
You can't be too protective with a kid.
No, but you give them, you show them or encourage them to do things that are good for them. There are a lot of great, healthy exercise. There are a lot of things that are sports that are really good for you that don't involve so much danger. That's all. So anyway, before the start of the play, the two players are positioned, look at the video, several yards behind the ref, who has his back turned to these two players and is focused on what's going on in front of us, his job. Once the play begins, one of the players, number 12, runs at full speed into the back of the ref and knocking him to the ground. As the player gets up, the other player runs in and jumps on top of him.
He doesn't jump on top of him. He spears him in the back with his helmet.
Well, they ought to press charges.
Yeah.
They ought to press charges.
This guy is hit so hard from the first kid who just basically rams him in the back. You can see his neck snapping back and his hat fly off.
And that's what we're doing.
And he goes at him, and the second kid follows up with spearing him in the back with the helmet.
Yeah.
They should absolutely.
And what do you, where did he get, where does this come from? Who teaches their children?
You know what it is? I can tell you exactly what it is. When my son and some of his friends play basketball and baseball, they will come off complaining about the calls from the umps.
Yeah.
And I tell them, hey, listen, you're going to get some calls, and some are going to go the other way.
Yep.
It all works out in the end. So don't focus on what the ref or the ump is doing. Focus on what you do, because you cannot control what he's going to do. And you'll see a lot of these kids going, I got robbed, I got robbed, I got, that was not. And I'm like, kids, do not focus on what that guy's going to do, because you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. So these guys are thinking that they got robbed in that game and that all the calls were going the other way and they were going to get back to him.
Yeah.
Back at him.
Right. So what are the consequences? You have to, actions require consequences. In this circumstance,
you got to see how bad the guy's hurt, too.
Thrown out of school.
Now, this guy could be paralyzed.
Expelled. Mm-hmm.
That's
from
right.
School. All right. It's Monday, September 7th, Labor Day weekend. A lot of marathon television programs, if you're interested.
Did you watch any?
No. We're still on to the first season. We're in the last hour of the first season of 24. The
How could you? I have to ask you a question.
Mean is the bad guy.
You are watching 24 with your lovely lady friend.
From the first season, 2001.
From the first season, which I know you've already seen, but you know, everybody forgets.
Actually, it was a long time ago. I didn't jump onto the bandwagon until 2004.
Oh, so you'd never seen this one. Okay.
No.
So you're kind of creating your own marathon. I don't know how in the world you watched 24 and didn't watch the final episode. I would have just stayed up late.
Well, because we came home, and I was ready to go to bed. It was Friday night, and she said, can we just watch one episode of 24?
See? I don't know how you just watch one when you're towards the end.
So we curl up on the couch. She falls asleep, and I'm watching it. And then at the end, when Nina's on the phone, giving the bad news to this, it was really interesting to see how many of Kiefer Sutherland's friends were in on the action. Lou Diamond Phillips was in that season. Dennis Hopper was in. He was the bad guy in that season.
I just love it how we cover current events on this show.
Yes, 24
years America. Yeah, right.
Well, the reason I brought it up is because of all these marathons that are going on.
Right.
There's an NCIS marathon on USA Today. Keeping up with the Kardashians on E.
Oh, that's what I'm tuning in.
Can we have a moment for the Jerry Lewis telethon?
It's gone.
I found myself yesterday, somebody was shared a video, which I had sent to you, Doug.
Yes.
Of Don Rickles and Jerry Lewis and Ed McMahon.
Yeah.
You could not air that today.
No.
And this was only 15 years ago that this was.
Yeah.
But so then I went to the Muscular Dystrophy website, and it's basically the telethon continues digitally, and we redirect our efforts here and there.
But all those people are gone that made it happen.
I thought, what a shame that a younger generation couldn't take over that great tradition.
And make it cool and relevant again.
And YouTube it out.
Well, it wasn't cool and relevant the last 3 or 4 years.
It was
awful.
Somebody could have. I'm surprised that Ryan Seacrest didn't go in there and make it hip.
Yeah. That would have been a good thing to do, bringing all of his pals. It's that would have been a good thing for him to do.
But now we have the Ice Bucket Challenge. So the Ice Bucket Challenge basically replaces the MD Telethon.
When Ed died.
No one's doing it this year.
When Ed died, that was, I think, the year before he died. He was off of it. I think Jerry Lewis has been off of a couple of years. And they had all these, that Jan Carl and some of those other hanger-oners that really didn't have what it takes. Jan Carl is doing a farm show now. I never did quite understand what her
But I sat
was.
There and thought about how cool the telephone idea
would have been.
Ryan
would have been a great one to take it over. Or Steve Harvey. That would have been, somebody like that that has complete appeal
and
across all of the entertainment spectrum. They would have been very, very good at that. Yep, it would have been a great idea, Richie. You're right. All right, let's see. We have 46 past the hour. Jennifer updates television news in a moment here on...
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
Parents spend over $600 per child on back-to-school supplies. And that's not just backpacks, pens, pencils, and the rest of your learning needs. Keeping kids energized with the right foods and fighting colds, tears, and sniffles are a key to a successful September and beyond. Lifestyle expert Mark Silverstein has his go-tos.
Food that's easy to prepare is everything on those busy mornings. I love the Hot Pockets breakfast bites and snack bites because they're a speedy, satisfying solution for my kids. They're ready to go in just over a minute, and with 7 varieties to choose from, there's something for every child. They can even be a good source of protein, and they don't use artificial flavors.
And with back to school comes end of summer tears. One way to send your little ones off with some love.
Dry those tears and sniffles with Puffs Basic Tissues. They're dermatologist tested to be gentle on skin so your kids can take some of the softness from home with them when they go to school. And for a limited time, specialty Puffs Minions packaging is available in stores, and your kids will love to take these fun designs back to school.
More at videopump.tv.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
There was 57 channels and nothing on 57 channels.
All right, the television news now. Jennifer Horn here on Good Day with an update. Sprint is counting on DirecTV customers to expand their business. They're offering a year free of phone service. Isn't that interesting? So Sprint is going to tie in with DirecTV. If you have DirecTV, you get a free year of phone service.
That's a good way to go.
Yeah, interesting.
A lot of these phone and satellite providers are connected, so it makes a lot of sense.
All right, so we've had all these marathons. If you want to watch this, here's a heavy one. If you want to see Pawn Stars, is a marathon on the History Channel. Why?
Why not? It's a big hit for them. It's so funny. Pawn Stars, there's a marathon. Why? Well, Jackie, on page 4 of my Pawn Stars brief, you'll find it, because it's a successful show for the channel, and people love those kind of things. They're silly. They are junk food for your brain, and people love it.
All right, what else?
Speaking of things that people love, Downton Abbey is a big show. And Brian, I'm guessing his last name is Huey. Does that sound about right? Or Huey. I like Huey better. He's a Queen Elizabeth biographer. He told People magazine this week that the writers and the producers of Downton Abbey, that the Queen loves to watch and pick out the mistakes from the show. He said, quote, "The Queen did notice on one episode that there was a young so-called British officer wearing medals which had not been awarded when he was supposed to be alive. He was fighting in the First World War, and the medals on his chest did not come till the Second World War." So apparently Queen Elizabeth likes to sit at home and find all these...
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We now have the services of one Kenneth Kronhaus. Dr. Ken is here with us to go through some of the important medical news of the week. Don't forget, he's available also taking your calls live from 7 to 9 East Coast time in the morning on Saturday. The program is broadcast to a couple of hundred stations around the country at various times over the weekend. But if you want to get your question in, you can call 888-553-7536. That's 55 Dr. Ken, 888-55 Dr. Ken, or send email to Ken, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, or Ken at drkenshow, or to me, Doug at dougsteffen.com. So, a lot of people are asking questions today, Ken, about our heart and whether we have a heart that is the same age as the rest of our body. The age determined by what? Age of the heart and the age of the body.
This is because there's a report this week in the medical journal called Vital Signs. signs that most Americans actually outpace their actual age when it comes to their heart. 3 out of 4 adults, they report in this study, Doug, of Americans have a heart age that is older than their actual age, posing potential health risks for nearly 69 million Americans between the ages of 30 and 74. Heart age, it's based on the calculated age of a person's cardiovascular system. It's based on risk and lifestyle factors such as high blood pressure, smoking, diabetes, and body mass index. This new way to assess your height and weight together into one number should be under 25. Too many American adults have a heart age years older than their real age, increasing their risk for heart disease and stroke.
So obesity is going to be a factor here. 3 out of 4 adults have a heart that's older than the rest of their body. So you know my heart. Is my heart older, younger, or the same as my age?
Your heart is probably a little bit younger than your age.
Mm-hmm. So
your risk factors are really pretty under pretty good control.
Mm-hmm. All right, so word to the wise there. Those of you who do not get enough rest, danger sign. Ken will explain what happens to you if you don't get the rest that you need.
More good evidence that part of a healthy lifestyle is not only diet, exercise, stress reduction, limiting alcohol, but sleep. Sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night. This is out of the medical journal. Sleep. People who sleep 6 hours a night or less, Doug, are 4 times more likely to catch a cold when they're exposed to the cold virus compared to those who get more than 7 hours of sleep a night. Your immune system simply needs to sleep to function at its best.
All right, back to smoking and the difficulty people have now who have started early. What's going on here?
This is out of a medical meeting in Europe this week. While the number of people who smoke cigarettes, Doug, has not increased in the last 7 years, the number of people with no interest in quitting has increased significantly. The highest levels of smoking are still in the youngest patients who have the most to gain from quitting. In addition to smoking, we're not seeing significant improvement in obesity, physical activity, or control of blood pressure. So this is just going to increase the risk of all these circulatory issues.
Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks at Neogenesis Labs that are responsible for Neo 40 and Super Beats. Ken has, as a cardiologist, really studied this and has demonstrated the most powerful way to support these products by giving them, these products, to his patients at Lake Cardiology, his center in Florida. Why?
Doug, here's the whole story on an evidence-based product that I really like. In 1988, the nitric oxide story was discovered. Nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and, yes, sexual performance. So as a cardiologist, every day, Doug, I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in each of our bodies healthy to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm so excited because there's finally a product that I found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in the body. Many foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate declining nitric oxide production levels. So Superbeats, it's a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide. To keep your circulation healthy, Superbeats is also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which will allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
Call 800-655-4183 to get Superbeats and ask about Neo 40. 800-655-4183 to live longer and better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.